Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
The thing about it is, when you learn that people on this earth are lost because the God of this world has blinded their mind to the gospel, because that's exactly what 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 says. When you learn that magnificent truth, that what's causing people not to be saved is the devil and his demons. And when you realize that you have power and authority over those demons, you will do what Louise and I did just a few weeks before her dad was saved. You will catch yourself up into the third heaven, into the throne room of God, and you will praise and worship the King for a few moments, and then you will call the devil in, and you will give him a piece of your mind, and you will tell him what he must do, and that he must stop blinding the mind of that man. And you will command him that those wicked spirits in the heavenlies, in the second heaven, that's transmitting power and authority to the demons on earth, that's blinding the minds of men and women, you will command Satan to stop, and he must obey you. From the third heaven, just like Hebrews 4:16 says, you can come into the throne of grace anytime you want to, and that is another benefit of the new covenant. That's another one of the promises that God gave you. Now, in the old covenant, who could go into the throne of God? The priest. And how often could he go in there? One day a year on the Day of Atonement. That's the only time and the only person that could go in. But under the new covenant, you and me, as sons and daughters of the King, we can go into the throne of God anytime we want to. Anytime. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, we can come in and bring our petitions to the King, and He will answer them. So when we come in and realizing that we're in Christ, seated in the third heaven, already technically in the Spirit, therefore we can catch ourselves up into the Spirit, into the third heaven, we can come against the forces of darkness. We can tell Satan what he must do, that he must tell his generals in the second heaven, his spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, that they must stop sending power and authority to the demons on earth that's blinding Louise's dad's mind. And that then after we do that, then we take the Word of God, where the Word of God says in John that no man can come into the kingdom except to be drawn by the Father. Well, how do you think the Father draws people? By the Holy Spirit. That's how we were all drawn. So you ask the Father in the name of Jesus to send the mighty, precious Holy Spirit that's on earth into her dad to begin to convict him of sin and draw him into the kingdom of God. Then you ask the Lord to send the right labor into the harvest. And it was obvious he got to send Louise. And Louise went in with her dad and was able to lead her dad to Christ. And he got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and just began to witness and praise God and do all kinds of wonderful things. And in fact, some of his friends, as you heard her say about them, they thought he was crazy. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. What a wonderful way to go crazy, huh? Knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now then, he was about 1 week, if I understood Louise right, I've told the story and said within 3 or 4 days after he got saved, he died, but she said it was about a week. That's pretty close to having those demons that used to look at his daughter in a man, and he'd look at his daughter and say, I'm going to hell. Who was it that was talking out of her dad's mouth? Satan himself. Sure it was. Satan himself. Now then, as sons and daughters of the King, what is it we don't understand about Luke 10, 19, and 20? Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on the serpent, Satan, and his scorpions, his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, you don't have to rejoice in this, that those evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Awesome promise, isn't it?
Yes.
awesome promise. Our king left us. Of course, he defeated him, destroyed him, and then gave us all power over him. But most of us don't know that, you know, instead of fasting. By then, we'll all be off of our fast and we'll be ready to eat again by that time. Praise the Lord. Now then, we're going to go on into the how to fight this good fight of faith. I'm going to press on here. So, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it tells us that what we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart, it will bring the blessings of God. So let's look up in the Scriptures some of the places where it says you are in Him, in Christ, in whom, and then begin to confess, this is who I am. This is what is mine in Him, and your faith level will begin to increase. Now then, when you will begin to see and believe God's Word about healing of your body, because the Scripture says, what are our redemptive rights as a Christian? Well, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 through 7, the Word of God says, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made us accepted in the believer, in the beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Now then, that tells us there He's made us accepted before the Father. He has give us redemption through His blood. To be redeemed, that used to be a word to me. But now then, that means takes on a whole new revelation to me. That means when I was redeemed from my sins, it makes no difference what I had done in my past. Of which it wasn't too terribly bad, but I'm sure in God's sight it was terrible. But in my sight, it didn't appear to be too bad. But anyway, regardless of where you are and how wicked you have been, when Christ washed you with His blood, He redeemed you from your sins. That means they were all washed away and forever forgotten. And the day that Adam and Wendell came into the kingdom of God, they came in just as clean as I was.
Amen.
No difference. It's awesome to think that no difference, no matter. Just like the lady that closed the abortion clinics here in this Metroplex area not too long ago, a few years ago. She said she had been responsible for over 30,000 abortions. I think she had 5 clinics here in this area that performed abortions in the Metroplex, and they had killed 30,000 children. Now, in my sight, she's wicked. But when she got saved, how many of those sins were redeemed?
All.
Isn't that awesome? Do we serve an awesome God? I couldn't do that. Could you? I couldn't, but God can. He's awesome to think about. She was just as clean as you and me, brother. I mean, there's no difference. The blood of Jesus washed her clean. Now then, she's got to know that, because if she doesn't know that, then the enemy will always antagonize her, beat up on her. Oh, you're an old wicked woman. You know God ain't going to do nothing good for any use you to pray. You killed 30,000 babies. Well, who was it that was causing her to kill all them babies? Him, the beast, not God. The beast. He was the one that was responsible. So in Him we have redemption through His blood. Now from what are we redeemed? From sin, from the hand of the enemy, Satan, and it gives us authority over Satan. Luke 10, 19 and 20, we just quoted. Colossians 2, 15, Hebrews 2, 14, and 1 John 3, 8 are magnificent promises of what God did for us on the cross. And they were redeemed from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. But the thing about it is, when you come in, although you're redeemed and your sins are remitted, the curses still follow you. You have to receive the breaking of the curses by faith in God's Word. See, the demons are still going to be there to torment you because of a curse that you were under. And I've learned by example in my own life that when they come in, even though the sin is confessed, the demon don't leave. I've had experiences in my own life when I would sin, especially after I started walking in the gifts of the Spirit, when I committed a sin. I mean, even though it might be a little tiny sin. I mean, a demon would come into me just like that. I mean, them beasts would make me sick in one heartbeat. They were swarming around me because Satan knew who my name was. He knew what God was going to use me for in the future. And he sent some special agents to watch over me. And the very second I would sin, a fiery dart would get me and it would make me sick. I could be well as anything you could see and then be deathly sick in one heartbeat. It's amazing what the devil did to me. But I began to realize what was going on. So I would repent instantly of my sin. And then I would take the Word of God and begin to drive the devil out. Well, I had an experience about 18 years ago that forever made a change in my life on how to fight the good fight of faith. One day, a man came in and gave me a fax, and he said, "Have you read this fax?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." I took it and looked at it, and it says, "If certain things were to happen, they might close my department," which I was head of as the engineering. I said, "Gee, if that happens, I wonder what's going to happen to me." Now, does that sound like a great big sin? But who are we supposed to trust as our provider? The Lord, not the company. So anything I do, according to Romans 14:23, that's not of faith is sin. That opened the door, and instantly, a fiery dart of the devil hit me right in my head. My head went to a splitting headache and sinus fluid running out of both nostrils, plumb off of my chin before I could reach and hit a Kleenex. That's how quick the devil came into me. The guy that was standing there looking at me said, "My goodness, did a river just break loose in your head?" That's what it looked like. That's his exact words. I said, "No." And anyway, he left, and I began to rebuke the devil. The first thing I did is confess my sin.
Amen.
I said, "Lord, I'm so sorry that I didn't believe you. You're my provider, so I'm sorry I sinned and gave place to the devil." I said, "Now I've got my sin confessed." I said, "Satan, I have authority over you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to come out of me." He didn't leave. All the rest of that day, I rebuked the devil, commanded him to come out. No avail. Walked in the door that night. My wife said, "Good grief, what? You got a sure got a sinus problem." I said, "Yes, it's a devil." And so I blowed my nose all night and everything. The second day, I had it so bad. When I come home in the afternoon, she said, "Honey, you got the worst sinus attack you ever had in your life. So why don't you just go to the doctor?" I said, "No. This is a spiritual battle. I'm learning what's going on. This is the enemy. And I'm going to take God's word. I'm going to drive him out." She said, "Honey, you're carrying this spiritual stuff just a little too far." She said, "You know, if all this stuff was true that you're getting into, somebody would have taught us this stuff in our Baptist church." I said, "Honey, I don't think none of them knows it." I said, "I don't think they know it. I think that's why they can't teach me, because they don't know it."
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.